U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski had an opportunity this morning to block President Trump's pick for education secretary. Thousands of Alaskans have raised objections to Betsy DeVos. But Murkowski voted in the Education Committee to send the nominee to the full Senate for a vote. Alaska education activists are angry, as APRN Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin reports.
DeVos is a proponent of school vouchers, with no direct experience in public schools as a student, educator, or parent. Senator Murkowski said in the Senate committee room she's aware that many of her constituents don't believe DeVos is qualified for the position.
I have to acknowledge the thousands of Alaskans who've shared their concerns with me about Mrs. DeVos as Secretary of Education. They have come to my office here in Washington, in Alaska, on the phones, in petitions.
Murkowski says she generally believes a president should be able to assemble his cabinet. But
I have serious concerns about a nominee to be Secretary of Education who's been so involved in one side of the equation, so immersed in the push for vouchers, that she may be unaware of what is broken in our public schools or how to fix it.
The Education Committee voted 12 to 11 along party lines to advance DeVos's nomination to the full Senate. And Murkowski was one of the 12. The senator warned, though, that she might not vote for confirmation.
She has not yet earn my full support. And when each of us have the opportunity to vote aye or nay on the floor, I would not advise that she yet count on my vote.
That wasn't enough for Anchorage resident Dina Mitchell.
I cannot express the level of shock and just sadness that Senator Murkowski did not stand up for our Alaskan children.
Mitchell is a member of Great Alaska Schools, a group that has been lobbying Alaska opposition to DeVos. They say the nominee shows no commitment to the concept that all children deserve a great chance at education. The group, with 24 hours notice, organized a lunchtime demonstration at Murkowski's Anchorage office on Monday. Mitchell says about 250 people showed up, and she said Murkowski's staffers told her their phones are inundated.
They said they every chance they get, every 15 minutes, they are emptying that voicemail and it fills right back up. So Alaskans are, they are persistent. They keep trying to call until they can get it through to that voicemail.
Some Alaskans are pointing to the DeVos family's contributions to Murkowski's political campaign, more than $40,000. Mitchell says she doesn't believe in conspiracies. And the contributions were in 2015, long before anyone knew Trump would be elected president or that DeVos would be his nominee. But Mitchell says the contributions may have had a subtle influence.
You know, it's difficult when somebody has been supportive of you and been friendly toward you. I'm sure it is difficult to then vote against somebody like that. I think it's just human nature.
Mitchell says she hopes to keep the pressure on Murkowski until the Senate vote. Earlier in the day, the Senate Energy Committee, which Murkowski chairs, voted to send the president's nominees to head the Departments of Interior and Energy to the full Senate for a vote also. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.